Man, am I excited to catch back up with a long-lost guest of the show, John Bauman from the DNR Fisheries Biologist. And John, thank you for some of your time today. And please remind people where your management area is.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me on the show. My management area is from the Ford River east to the Mackinac Bridge, provided that water drains into Lake Michigan one way or another. More or less the bottom two-thirds of the UP landmass as it drains into Lake Michigan.
Yeah, and one of the areas that I want to get into is the Gwin area and some of the pike regulations. But first, can we sort of pick up our conversation where we left off over a year ago with this high water that we currently have, record high water or near that, and the benefits that we are starting to see from that? So maybe you could start even with Little Bay to Knock, for instance.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of vegetation that is submerged now as the water had receded up to, I think, about 2012. The winter months of 2012, water was pretty darn low. And as we all know, 2017, 2018, 2019, lots of precipitation. All that vegetation that had grown in that shallow habitat or dry habitat is now submerged. And that's perfect breeding grounds for a lot of your vegetation depositional spawners, so like pike and a lot of minnows. And what that means is more food per acre. The lake estuary that is the northern part of Little Bay to Knock has a greater capacity to grow food now. And we're seeing that in the form of a lot of pike around maybe the 20 to 30 inch size class, and perhaps they're growing now too as a result of this greater area of habitat.
And the same thing could be said, I'm sure, for many of our inland lakes as well.
Oh, absolutely. Some lakes, too, maybe the smaller lakes, in some instances it could be somewhat detrimental where that vegetation, as it decomposes in the winter months, it could use up a little bit of oxygen. So we've seen a couple winter kills in some small inland lakes as well as a result of that. But by and large, more habitat is always good.
We're talking with DNR Fisheries Biologist John Bauman. Well, I've been hearing about a lot of anecdotal catches that seem to be getting better and better, and I want to focus more or less on pike with you today. Next Outdoor Report, I want to talk about the potential bodies of water that could produce a new state record for northern pike. But could we start first with the Gwin area and what seems anecdotally anyway to be showing the benefits of the regulations that are on specific lakes in the Gwin area for pike, which, to my understanding, are five pike. Only one of them can be over 24 inches. So consistently putting big pike back in and maybe kind of link that to the cannibalistic nature of northern pike.
Sure, yeah. We got a couple of water bodies where an overabundance of smaller size pike tends to be a norm. And it could be somewhat problematic on small inland lakes. So there's a suite of regulations that we have in the state's management plan for northern pike that we can assign to a specific water body and kind of tweak the population how we want it. And for those lakes that have, you know, overabundant population and maybe they're slow growing too, we can use that no minimum size limit regulation to help improve harvest numbers and basically spread the food out a little bit more. So the result of that is an improved size structure. So where an average size might have been 20 to 22 inches before the regulation was put into place, it might now be 24 to 30 with a reduced number of pike.
So how does taking a large number of small pike out of a lake help increase the average size? Maybe you could kind of connect the dots a little bit there.
Yeah, sure. If assume each pike eats about 5 pounds of bait fish per pound of pike. Well, if you have four northerns, that means you need about 20 pounds of forage. If you reduce three of those, then you get 20 pounds of forage for one fish versus 5 pounds for each of one fish. Seen and read similar studies where once pike get to a certain size, they begin to cannibalize on those younger age classes and they help improve the size structure. And I've seen it in our impoundment nets where you get a pike close to 40 inches and it's not too uncommon where they might burp up a 18 to 22 inch 2 or 3 year old northern.
Huh.
Yeah, muskie do the same thing. The Isosid family in general, or the pike and muskie family. Once they get to that big size, they're really good at controlling an overabundance of those 18 to 24 inch size class pike.
John Bauman from the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Division, and I appreciate you talking about that. It's encouraging to kind of think what the Gwin area lakes might turn into for a little better pike fishery over the years. And I'd like to actually get into some other bodies of water with you later this hour and what you believe potentially we could see for a new state record for Northern Pike, caught right here in the UP out of several potential bodies of water. So can we continue with you later this hour?
Yeah, I'll definitely stick around.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with John later this hour in our next Outdoor Report on The Outdoor Show.